Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. The worldwide technology outages caused by CrowdStrike will take time to repair. AP correspondent Charles De Ledesma reports.
Sound Detector, which tracks user-reported disruptions to the internet, recorded that many services across the world have been affected by the outage. Cyber expert James Bohr told the AP real harm would be caused by the outage because systems we've come to rely on at critical times are not going to be available.
We've got all of these critical systems. We've got, obviously, hospitals, airlines, banks. I've heard that there's emergency services involved. All of these systems need manual interaction to fix them. We're probably talking millions of computers.
There are going to be deaths because of this. It's inevitable, Bohr adds. We've got so many systems tied up. I'm Charles De Ledesma, London.
The World Court said on Friday that Israel's 57-year occupation and settlement policies and exploitation of natural resources in the Palestinian territories were in breach of international law. Presiding judge of the International Court of Justice, Nawaf Salam.
Consequently, the court considered that these policies and practices amount to annexation of large parts of the occupied Palestinian territory.
The court has also ordered Israel that it must vacate the Palestinian territories and pay reparations. Palestinian Foreign Minister Riyad al-Maliki.
All states and the UN are now under obligation not to recognize the legality of Israel's presence in the occupied Palestinian territory and to do nothing to assist Israel in maintaining this illegal situation.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Friday that the Jewish people cannot be considered occupiers in their historic homeland. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com.